Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 26th of Cheshvan, 20th of November. Rabbi Binyon Hollander Schlitter, a case study in Choshen Mishpat. This week's Torah is sponsored anonymously in honor of an upcoming Simcha.
Shows everyone here. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. In my days when I grew up in this side present, there was no real Moshe, no start to tear away. And kol hakavod for everyone who's here. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all live arichus yomim tovim v'shanim and continue coming to the shiurim as much as possible.
Amen.
I wanted to share with you a din Torah which happened where a person inherited the house. And then, after a year, he decided to sell it. So he sold the house to someone else. Half a year after selling the house, his son, the one who sold the house, dreamt that the grandfather, the one who was inherited from, came to him in a dream and said, in the kitchen, under the tiles, by the sink, there's a lot of money which I hid there. Okay. A dream is a dream. He didn't take much of it, but he met his father at night. They were by a chasen, and he said, you know, Daddy, last night I dreamt that Zayda came to me and told me in the kitchen. So his father said, stop dreaming and then continue. Go right there, mate. Yeah. The next night, another brother, without knowing about the first brother, dreamt exactly the same thing. In the kitchen, under the tiles, by the sink, there's something there. And he also met his father and told his father. Now his father was starting getting a bit, you know, two sons dream the same thing. Of a son, you know, dream, so he also. But on the third night, when the third brother dreamt it, now it became serious. So the father said, are you sure that none of you knew what the other one dreamt it? They said, no, we never knew. So he went to the person who bought the house and asked him, tell me, is it possible to dig out in the kitchen under the tiles? The guy said, you're crazy, I'm going to go. What am I going to do? But he said, you know, three of my sons dreamt it. Please, do something. I'll give you whatever you want. So the guy said, after much backwards and forwards, he said, you know what, you'll give me the 3 days in the hotel, because I'm going to have to move out for 3 days till they do all the work. And also, whatever you find there, 25%, you'll give to me. So the father said, you know what, okay, let's go, let's do it. And he went out, he gave him a hotel for 3 days. And on the third day, as they were digging there, they found, Bli Ayin Hara, a box. Within it was $100,000. It's a true story. It sounds a joke, but it's a true story. So now, the person who owned the house, he was there when they found this. He was just going back, and he was there when they were bringing out the cask, this box, wherever it was, and he says to me, oh, how much is it? And he said, $100,000, so give me my $25,000. I asked for 25%, he said, no, you know what? Mishata ani b'cho, I was just joking. I didn't really mean it. I gave you the hotel, that's enough. I never thought there was going to be $100,000. If I would have known there was so much money there, no way would I have given you $25,000. It's mine. And what else? He said, you have a chiyuv, even if it would be that you have a chiyuv hasharas aveda, they have to give it back to me. It's mine. It's in my house, the house which I sold. My father buried it there. If you have a chiyuv hasharas, so you can't take money for hasharas aveda. What's going on here? So they came to a din Torah. So that's two things we have to decide here. Two in yom we have to go into. Number one, what is this thing I was joking with you? Mishatani michot. So there is a halacha, and number two, we have to go in, what are dreams? Does a dream mean anything or not? So there is a halacha in Choshen Mishpat, that someone was running out of prison, Misha Barach Beis Asuri, and there was a river in front of him, he had to get out, he was running away from prison, he had to get on the other side. And there's a guy with a boat, and the guy with the boat asked him for an enormous amount of money. And he says, yes, I have to get rid out of prison. I have to get out of prison. And he takes him over, says the Mechaber, Ein loy elos foroy haroy loy. He only has to pay the normal amount of taking over, how much does it cost to take a boat over the river? More than that, he doesn't need to pay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Ramah, yes, Oymrim, hold the Eino Yadaskor. That what we say, he only has to pay the amount of taking over, the normal price. So, Dover She'in Regilos Litin Olav Haba. Only some which are not used to giving. Ava Bedova Shatech Litin Haba. For example, a doctor. Refuah, someone who go to a doctor and this is the only doctor in the world who can save someone. He has his prices, even though it's some sugar and a price. He is allowed to take. Why? Because everyone knows if you're going to the top specialist, even though he's not really worth it, but he had this shit of doing it, so no such thing as Choroi Aroila. He can take as much as he wants. At the end of the Ramah it said, B'shat chonus, Eino yadas Choroi Aroi. Meaning, according to Ramah, if a person has a boy or girl in Shidduchim, and he says to a Shadchan, I'll give you, the normal price I'd say is £1,000. He said, I'll give you £10,000, and the guy makes a Shidduch, and you tell him afterwards, I'm going to give you £1,000. Is that Negev today or not, about Shadchanus? So that depends on the Minhag HaMochin. Every place is different. That's what the Ksoyus brings here. There could be Shadchanus a bit different. In the olden days, there was only one price, and therefore, sorry, right? But there are places in the world, especially if it's an older girl, an older boy, where there is a different price. But that we're not going to Shatkona. See, that's a different parasha at all. So what do we say? A guy's running away, he's allowed to say, Meshata ani b'cho. He can say, I was joking. I didn't really mean it. So let's see over here. Can he? Oh, and then there's another halach here that they bring, that if it's for Dvar Mitzvah, then definitely you can say Meshata Ani B'chor. Why? Because a person has a chiyuv to do it. For example, someone says, I'm going to teach your son how to learn. I'm going to teach him Gemara. And he didn't speak about the price, how much it is. And the father says, learn. And at the end of the month, he comes with an enormous amount. I said, I thought you were going to teach him privately. What you do? You didn't tell me you're going to take money. So it says over there, since the father has a chiyuv to teach his son, and he couldn't do it by himself, therefore he can ask as much money as he likes. There you cannot say Meshata Ani B'chor. Why? Because there's a chiyuv on the father to teach his son. But let's say someone else came, not to the father, and you said, you know that kid in school, that kid, I'm going to teach him. And then he asked money out through this intermediary, then it could be okay. He could take it. Why? Because there's no chiyuv on me to teach someone else's son. So that is a dine meshata nimchos. We want to know over here if we can say that since this was definitely belonging to the grandfather, since it was his treasure, so therefore you have a chiyuv, like we said before, you have a chiyuv ashavas aveda to give me back what's mine, and there's no such thing. And if it's mine to give back, therefore you have to give back, and I don't need to pay you a penny for it.
Sorry. Is it possible that the money belongs to the purchaser of the house? No. And it's not, there's no Ashavas Aveda.
Why? Why?
Because he bought the house with everything that's in it.
Everything inside.
Oh,
that's standing. The floor as well.
But the person had no idea there's anything underneath. Yeah,
correct.
And there was no way he would have got to it without the dream.
Yeah.
So therefore it's not his. Only sandwich could have got to him
once upon a time. He might have found it a few years later if he was building an extension.
Who said? It was mamish under. And they put it down right under. If I ask the people today, is that the usual way today of hiding money? In the olden days, that was the usual way of hiding money. Today people hide money like that still?
Why should they?
I don't think so. Okay, so that also happened.
They put it in the freezer to the money.
Oh, yeah. In the chickens.
Under the
floorboards. So now, under the floorboards, right now, in the class note. Today it's not the year. So therefore, that's how I want to get that. Now, 1 second. So that's, if we hold Meshata Ani B'chor, there's such a thing, you can come and say that you had to give it back, it was mine, then we can say, then he can't take any money for it. I want to go now about the dream thing. That what they had a dream, three brothers dreamt on the same time. Does that mean it belongs to them or not? There is a halacha brought down.
Who was the Yerush, official Yerush?
He was, yeah.
Father was. The father, no?
The father was a fisher Yerush.
So, is he still alive, the father?
The father's still alive, and his sons dreamt.
Yeah, but then the father should take the money.
No, the fathers agreed, the sons agreed to bring the father. They agreed to give to their father. The question is whether, and on also what would have happened as well, let's say that wasn't a din table, what would have been the case of we came to the person who bought the house and he said, no, I don't agree, I don't agree, I don't agree. And then he took the risk and dug down by himself and lifted it up and found it without telling them. Is that also okay? Was that called Geneva? You're sure it's Geneva? Okay, now let's see whether it's Geneva or not. That's part of the din table. Yeah, very good. So let's go into the union of dreams. Someone dreams and it doesn't mean anything or not. So I'll start off first with a story of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was once a person who came to him and said, I dreamt that next week I'm going on a business deal and I'm going over the bridge and the bridge collapses and I die. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, Dibri chaloimos, loimalim read nothing wrong. The next night he dreamt the same thing. And he came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner again. He said, I dreamt on the same bridge, I'm going over, and I have to go over that bridge on my business deal. I have to go over the bridge, and it collapses and dies. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, Dibri chaloimos, loimalim read. And the third night he dreamt the same thing. And he went over the bridge the week later, and the bridge collapsed, and he died. And Chaim Volozhiner came to be Menachem Ovid, and the widow said, you killed my husband. So Chaim Volozhiner said, I did not kill your husband. There's no such thing as I killed your husband. And if he would come to me again now and tell me he's going over the bridge, I'd say the same thing. His time from the world to come, his time to go out of this world was this, that day. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to be killed or going over the bridge. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. It's a very difficult story to take, but we'll see if there's anything in halacha which goes with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Yeah.
It was a similar case. Somebody had a dream that he'd get under the tree and find money, but the money belongs to the stocker. And then they asked the shaykh, because it means nothing, he didn't have to pay the money.
Then didn't need to pay the money. So that's in halacha as well. Okay, we're getting to that. But there's also, let's say if someone dreams, let's say I dream that you're going to win the premium bonds next week, and you should, or whatever it is, and you should put in a certain number. And the premium bonds are the numbers today, I can't remember.
Lottery. You can't choose a number.
Lottery. And I tell you, I dreamt at night which numbers are going to win. I tell you, you put in those numbers, and you put in those numbers, and you win. Because in my dream, there could be different. That could be that I can ask you for Shatronus Geld.
You should have had Sechel put the numbers in himself.
No, you did put the number. Only because of my dream, you won.
No.
He should have put in. Okay. Say that. Artifish is it? Now, let's see what this aloch is. This aloch here. Hoyo pikodim yad avim. Someone had a deposit in his father's hand. He doesn't know where he put it. He had a deposit, and he doesn't know where it is. In the dream, he told you where it was, and it belongs to Tzedakah Geld, it's Meiser Sheni. And then he went and found it in that place where it said it. We have a Sivan Shulchan Aruch, that's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Even though he mamish hit the place where it was, however, who said it was his? Maybe, as they say, maybe it was a shade who came and told him. It was the devil. He had this, Siyata Dishma, if you call it, whatever it was, to pinpoint the exact place. But it doesn't mean it belongs to him. So we see here, a bit like Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Stambul, Dibri Chaloim Zemarim, it doesn't bother him, it doesn't make any nafkemina. However, there's another Gemara in the Dorim, that someone was put into Chirim in a dream. It says, if he dreamt he was put into Chirim, he needs to do Atoras Nadorim. Why? We just said here, Dibri Chaloim Zemarim, read them. Why is a Chirim different? Then the Rechaloimus and this Gemara over here. So the three answers given. The first command, the first answer is given by the Tashbits, that this is what we said now, this halacha that I read out beforehand, that's a b'momri. Divri momenis is a different thing. Momen is always b'cheskes, we know whoever has the money by him, it belongs to him. And therefore, it's not stoker money, it's not maisasheni, like we said, even though the person dreamt it's maisasheni, no, it's his money. However, in cheirem, which is a isl, could be sofik isl, you have to be machmir. Says in the Sivda Fee that someone dreams that he has a piece of meat, the piece of meat which he has in his fridge is treif, he wouldn't be allowed to eat it according to this Tashbits. Why? Because that's Issa. That is like Cherem. However, by not Issa, it would be okay. That's the first answer given by the Tashbits. The second answer is given by the son and the Yehuda. It's a difference whether the chaloim, the dream, is on the future or on the past. When do we say it's loyman and loymeridin? It's only on the past. However, on the future, for example, he's going to put into chayrim with chaloim. They're going to put into chayrim. That could be sunny bad. On the future, we are chayshesh to chaloim. That's the second answer given to maybe how to answer the stira and the gemaras. And the third answer is given is the Natsiv. Kol chaloim is no such thing. Dreams are nothing. Never. Why is Nidri different? It's a special chumrah given by putting someone into chayim. Because it's so bad, the person has to put aside everything like that. Special thing by Nidri. But every other chaloim, loimalim loimridin. And Natsiv, like we said, exactly like the story what we had before, he's going all the way according to his shita. Chaloimis are gomish. No nafkemina.
Why not feel for chaloim?
Hatovas chaloim. To feel that you shall feel good.
It's
a big zakta to make a person feel good.
Bring a cup of coffee.
Huh? Not everyone helps. That's a tovas chaloim. We don't want even a shadim shouldn't have have something on top of us.
So what for?
You're saying he's doing the Quranim.
Yeah. Rebbe, the chaloim chalamti. Chaloim chalamti, okay? Something came to you and you want to get rid of it. Not that Shadia has episode feast on, it has something on it. You want to get rid of every evil thing which is coming on. So it doesn't mean that I can paskin aloch out of the chaloim.
Not paskin, but it seems to be
that there is something in the world, something flying around. Yeah. I agree with you, there is something flying around, but we can't be moitzi mumin ayidei chaloim. For spooky things, we do everything. No, the other things we also do like that. Oh, so the Maisa, so what's coming out of, what are we coming out at the moment? Our dreamers, the three brothers that had the dream, have we got a raya it belongs to them? According to what we just said now, if we all dibir chaloim is leimalim leimeridin, and it's also in the past, and we have Reb Chaim Lodz and the always dibir chaloim is gonish, maybe it was a fluke that the three of them dreamt. But who said that Pi Alocha, I can take this money and they can have it for themselves? We haven't got any raya at the moment that this money belongs to them.
Without the dream, they said a man walked out, stopped digging, they found the money. Without the dream, the money is there. So does it belong to the seller or does it belong to
so him? At the moment we're trying to say we have no raya, it belongs to the dreamers.
Forget the dream,
without
the dream.
No, it doesn't even matter.
Who belongs to the buyer of the house or the seller of the house? The seller would not have left it up before
the rent. So now we're going to another question. Something which is in your house, which has no way of you finding out, and for some odd reason you found it. Who does it belong to?
Yeah.
And so what you're trying to tell me, you're going to try and tell me it belongs to the person who sold me the house.
See, I would have known, I would have dug it up. Remembered that it's there, I would have dug it up before I sold the house.
And one second. And now, who told you that? Let's go.
I put it down 50 years ago.
No, you put it down.
50 years.
But we don't know here who said that the grandfather put it down. Maybe it was a guy before I who dug it. Who put it in?
Father
died. Why didn't he tell his son?
Father died. Yeah, he forgot to tell you. Didn't the accident?
Who told you that he forgot?
Now, automatically, it is his.
No, it's not.
Yashli.
No, but who told you he didn't yashli from the guy beforehand?
Ooh.
the Zayda who died, who inherited the thing. Whose son it is? Maybe it's a guy who he bought the house from.
Said his name on the box.
One second. Name on the box and we come to Hashavas Aveda. You're right. If there will be a simon, then we have a chiv Hashavas Aveda. If there's a chiv Hashavas Aveda, they get the whole amount. But here there was no simon whatsoever. That's why I asked Rabbi Wiesenfeld before, and do people do that today? People don't bury it today. This is stories from 200 years ago. So who said we have a right that he did it himself? Maybe it's not a Zayda. The Zayda bought it from a guy who did it from 200 years ago.
Unless the Zayda was the first owner of the house from
So that question was asked, the question was no. He wasn't the one who built the house. At the moment, we haven't got who, what right do we have that belongs to this family who dreamed, their father, the Zayda. We haven't got any right whatsoever, it belongs to them. Mm-hmm. Why should there be, that's what he's now coming to Taina, the person who was in the house now, he said, you haven't got a right, there's no simon, nothing was carved on the box. It's time a box with $100,000 inside, and he wants to know.
Sorry? We can find out from the serial numbers on the banknotes how old the banknotes
are. Gold.
It all says in God we trust. That's what it says. They were old notes, but we don't know how old though. So we can know from when. I mean, if it's like now in England, a picture of the Queen, we'll know where everything changed. But the Mai said there was no simon. You're right, if we have a simon, I agree. Sunny Carl, we know the filler notes here, there was no simon whatsoever. We're still trying to find out, is there anything to give back to them?
You have to go find out anything with the Cholim.
So if we tiny the cholam is garnished, like we just said, we find Belozina. So it's garnished. So therefore, they some dreamt it, some siyatid shmaya, the sun from heaven came down and told them to dream this and where it is. Well, there's no raya whatsoever. Tivichaloimis, the malin, the meridin, says garnished welt. It does know where it belongs to them. Rav Vosna brings also another story about dream. Rav Vosna, one of his children says, that someone had an accident. He writes in the kids about the story, they bring the story, what the exact story was. Someone had an accident, and the guy who crashed into him asked him, please don't claim from my insurance, because everything goes up. Let's deal with it together. So he said, how much are you going to give me? So he said, well, bring someone to estimate the value of the crash, how much it was. So the guy came, and the guy said it went down by 3,000. It was in America, about $3,000, he writes. The price of the car went down by $3,000. Okay? $3,000. I had to pay $3,000. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, he came and paid. It was 2 years, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, he came and paid him the money, $3,000. However, he thought he had a bit of a suffix. $3,000 is a lot of money for such a crash. He thought maybe the guy had spoken to the guy who came to estimate there was some combination. He wasn't too pleased about the thing, but what can he do in this Erev Rosh Hashanah? Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone gives whatever they're asking for. If you want to go into a new year, as they've established. So they gave him, he gave it a $3,000. On Leir Rosh Hashanah, his father was a big tzaddik, and he came to him in a dream that you have $400. You have $1,000 extra. The guy who was paid two. You have $1,000 extra, which is Geneva. $1,000 by you is Geneva. I'm in heaven, and $1,000 is extra. And he's thinking, where's this $1,000 from? And he can't make up, and then suddenly he thinks, maybe, like you said, it was too much money. I took $3,000 from him, maybe $1,000 is a bit different, it's too much. And he decided on Rosh Hashanah morning to go to this other person. He knew where he was. And he said, you know what? I'm a vati on $1,000. Because my father came to me in a dream. And he said, I have some $1,000 stolen. And what should I do? So now the person on Rosh Hashanah, the other person, doesn't want to take money from him. Because he also wants to start the year off in a good way. So he came to Rav Vosna. And what's Rosh Hashanah? Asked Rav Vosna what to do. So Rav Vosna said, Ramaisa, if it's Dovah Momoim, we said, what the Tashmit said, the stira between the Chayrim and that, he said, don't need to give it back. If it's Reb Chaim Volozhiner, don't need to give it back. However, it's Rosh Hashanah. What do you do with Rosh Hashanah here? So he said that even though I hold that dreams are nothing, but could be in Rosh Hashanah, there's a Marsha. The Marsha brings down in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Now Rosh Hashanah, there's different things. And he brings the Gemara. The Gemara said in Baba Basra Daf Yud, Rav Yechonim and Zakkai dreamt on their Rosh Hashanah that his sister was going to lose during the year Shva Me'oizuz, and he gave to Stoker 700 dinarim during the year to save his sister. That is a Gemara in the Baba Basra Daf Yud. So therefore, says Rav Ozna, it could be, and with this Mashal and that, so therefore I'm telling you, you should give it back. However, you should know me, if it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah, no way I would have said, told you to give it back, because we hold the Rechaloymus Le'malim Le'meridim. So now, the Maisa. Let's go back to our case. In our case, the people who dreamt and the father, we have not got any way to be Moitzi Mo'en from this person. The Maisa, who does it belong to? We don't know. Is there a Chiv HaShavah Saveda? No. Who said a Chiv HaShavah Saveda? Maybe HaShavah Saveda is a guy from 200 years ago. There's no way to find out what it is. So the Beis Din Paskin, that Vibal, it's not a Yerusha Shaila here. It's not a question of, I was Soicher Apoyed, I hired someone here to do work for me. I mean, it's like I'm hiring someone. Because the only way he let me come into his house was if I give him the 25% of the... That was the only way I couldn't get into his house. He's allowed to tell me, don't come into my house. Because if we say a dream is nothing, and if we say all what we said has no way to find out that belongs to him, so then, who does it belong to? He could even, let's say he himself now, would have come and dug it up without telling them, he would have been okay. He could have taken the whole $100,000. No problem whatsoever. It's in your house. Even though they told him, he would have been allowed to take it for himself. Here he didn't want to take the risk by himself, therefore he only asked for 25%. He only asked for 25%, therefore we have to give him 25%.
Sorry?
Yeah?
No.
Again, he, the Maisel, gets paid, he asks for 25%. We are saying that what? We are saying it doesn't belong to the inheritors. It's not your Rosh Hashanah. Because they have no way to find out, no way to tell us who it belongs to. It belongs to them, I mean. There's no way for them telling them. So what was the opmach at the beginning? The agreement which was made was what? The agreement was said that if you let me, I'll give you the hotel for 3 days, and I'll give you 25%, where have I found? So an agreement, you have to stand by an agreement, why not?
It was a toss.
It wasn't a toss.
He thought they were entitled.
No, it can't, because the mice, it's his. Mikadina Kumi is the guy himself who bought the deer now. We haven't got a way of showing it belongs to anyone else. So if you hire someone to work for you, if you tell someone, if you do this and this for me, I'll give you 25%, you have to give it to him. It's like I was Soicher Apoyed, I hired a worker to come and do something for me. So I was only allowed to work in your house, but now you give me 25%, whatever you found. That remains. You don't agree with Epsat?
No, I don't agree. I didn't understand it.
Again, what we're saying, we say,
who does this belong to?
Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to, this cast now?
What?
Who does this box belong to?
Nobody. Nobody. Pashtus to the owner of the house.
To the pastor of the owner of the house. So therefore, the owner of the house, the Chayu could have taken the whole thing.
Yes.
However, he didn't want to take the risk of digging under. Maybe there's going to be nothing there. So he made a t'nai with the owner, with the father, the sons, that I'm only going to take 25%. So that agreement is an agreement.
He didn't realize,
you're right. Okay.
He made a mistake.
It's not a mistake. He didn't want to take the risk of it.
Why doesn't he have to pay them like a poil? That you came along with that.
I'm right, because that's my agreement. I made an agreement with you.
Why can't you say I'm going to
get 25%?
He said, are you paying?
He said that they told him going to pay him 25% for using his house. Using his house 25%, so therefore he gets what the agreement that he made.
Why wouldn't you say Schor Yoroi? Why is it different from the?
Because there's no such thing as Schor. How much is Schor Yoroi?
£10 an hour. Whatever.
No, but it could be it belongs to him. Or could be this whole box belongs to him. This box which they found with $100,000. We are saying It could belong, just like it could belong to the dreamers, it could belong to him as well.
It belongs to the homeowner, that's what we came to.
Yes.
Halachically, it belongs to the homeowner, and therefore...
why would he pay 70,000? He could have taken the whole... The Maisi could have taken the whole thing.
Correct.
But it wasn't worth it. He didn't want to take the risk of digging underneath and finding it. Therefore, we tell him, what was your agreement with us? 25%? Take 25%. The rest need to ask.
I didn't know there was so much...
You can't say Meshatani. You can't say Meshatani. We can't say Meshatani because it's not a Yerusha site. It would be a Yerusha thing. It belongs to me. Have a right, belongs to me. Like we had the sign on it and that, then you're right. If we had a proper sign, or there was a simon, then he had the whole thing belongs to him. But here we don't know it. We still don't know who it belongs to. So therefore, whatever they agree to do, they have to stand by. It could be it's not even his. It could be it's a guy from 300 years ago, 200 years ago, whatever it is.
Hopefully not a third person comes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Hopefully not a third person comes.
Oh, yeah. And therefore, that's what's passing. That's given 25%, and that's it.